and I can tell you we've lost probably 3, 4, 5 police officers to other jobs outside the law enforcement community. And these are veteran police officers. I can tell you one law enforcement officer told me that he was going to go work at Dollar General Warehouse in Fulton, Missouri, because the pay is about the same. He heard they had spontaneous employee appreciation days there, and his wife didn't worry about him when he went to work. Now, it's pretty hard to change the culture of the police department to address those issues, but I think we can recognize the strain that that stress puts on families. So I do think that we can be a little more creative in how we take care of our police officers and how that in turn is going to create better results within the police department.
And there were also some city meetings where I think the police chief called into question whether there is actually racial profiling going on in Columbia. And that was met with some anger and some real upset by different citizens. Has that conversation moved forward?
It has. It continues to move forward. I think the police chief has now adopted a bit of a more open mind to look into the factors that lead to those incidents. And, you know, that dialogue is ongoing. And I've asked the city manager to initiate a more public discussion with all interested parties, you know, in that community and across the entire community as to, you know, how our police department is managed and what are the factors that go into those stops. And, you know, but I think you have to pay attention to that data. The Attorney General's office clearly says we have a racial profiling problem in Columbia. And, you know, I think that has to be acknowledged and look at the factors that go into those stops instead of just saying, no, it doesn't exist. And so fortunately, I do think that that conversation is occurring right now.